Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We thank Jesus for that. Well, let me encourage you from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, don't let him eat. Or the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. My dear brothers and sisters, compassion without accountability is just indulgence. And the Bible teaches that we have responsibility to feed those who are truly hungry and cannot provide for themselves. But let's face it, there are some folks who would rather go hungry than go to work. And Solomon beautifully writes in Proverbs 19:15, he says, laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Centuries later, the Apostle Paul was even more explicit. And he writes, for even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. And listen to what Solomon says about the sluggard in Proverbs 12:27. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting. Right in Proverbs 19:24, he writes, a lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Talk about laziness. He wants his bread buttered, but he wants someone else to butter it for him. If he kills a deer while he's hunting, he won't even clean the meat and cook it. He wants someone else to cook it for him and serve it to him. What's the Bible talking about here? It's talking about the person who never starts a job, and if you give them one, they either won't finish it or they will do it only halfway. Then Solomon wraps it up all in one final zinger. He says in Proverbs 21:25, the desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. My dear brothers and sisters, there are no two ways about it. If you want God's blessing on your life, you have to be willing to work and work hard, because you work unto the Lord wherever you are. In your business, in your job, in whatever you do, you must work hard and you must work unto the Lord so that God's blessings will come upon your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given. And we thank you yet another opportunity to go to our businesses and to our jobs. And Father God, to go to our farms and go to wherever we are, O God Almighty, that you have placed us, that we will work well, that we'll work hard. And Father, Lord, that we will not be lazy, that Abba Father God, that we'll depend on you. We'll, Father, go with gusto, remembering that our God is with us. Remembering and knowing that, Lord, we work unto Jesus Christ. And Father, that, Lord, you are watching us, and you are waiting to reward us and to bless us abundantly. I pray today, O Father God, Lord, give us that grace, O Father God, Lord, that we will labor with our hands, and our labor in the Lord will never go in vain, your word says, in any area of our lives and in every area of our lives. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. And Lord, enlarge their territory. And Father, flourish and prosper them. Abba Father, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of sickness, and I cast those sicknesses out, those diseases out from those bodies and minds in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Hallelujah. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.